lo and behold, I think it was that Tuesday that I got this letter from you indicating how you'd like to continue to get to know me. And unknown to you, I had mailed a letter to your address in Toronto, short of our handwriting being very different. We had pretty much said the same thing.
Yeah.
Indicating the same thing about how much fun it was to meet you and spend time with you, and that if, with your permission and if you were amenable to it, I would love to get to know you better.
How formal and courtly we were.
I know. And sad part was that my letter reached you, I think, almost a month later, thanks to Canada Mail. And your letter got to me really quickly. And I remember I was absolutely blown away. And then that Wednesday, you got back, I think, to Toronto and you called me.
Chatted Thursday as well. I had a pretty typical Friday night planned. And I was out with friends. And I remember thinking about the next phone call. And got home, got on the phone with you. And then that's when the big discussion happened. So
we discussed all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
We kept talking, and it was almost 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I think we were getting ready to say our goodbyes. And I was glad I was sitting because of what happened next.
I don't think that I had an absolute plan for the call to go in that direction, but it seemed as though I couldn't find a reason to not propose marriage. And so there on the phone, but you know, 6 days after meeting you, living in a different country, having been, you know, really quite delighted with being single, and really having, I think, quite adequately prepared for a full lifetime of it for any number of reasons.
Me too.
Yeah, you'd done that.
Obviously, I was blown away. I may have said wow or something, and I think I said okay. And I remember we hung up pretty quickly after that, and I was shocked. We had not even shared a kiss at that point. We really didn't know a whole lot about each other, but it just felt right.
Yeah, it seemed pretty inarguable. It seemed very easy. There was a tranquility about the decision. All of the other things of big consequence, like, okay, well, we don't live in the same country. That just kind of appeared as that's a management issue. These are mere problems. You work around them.
15 months later, we got married. So have you ever had any regrets? Have you ever?
No. Arguably, it is crazy, but I mean, you can't argue with the outcome. And I don't think that you can argue with the adventure. How about you?
No.
Thank you.